It's time for Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700. Insight from the experts in the sports medicine field on injuries from the world of sports. Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700 is presented by SportsMedUtah.com, your home for comprehensive sports medicine care for athletes of all ages and skill levels. Now here's Sports Med Talk on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Heading down the home stretch on a Friday, Bill and OC Show, Bill Riley with you, Sean O'Connell getting ready for his fight on Sunday in Boston. I'll have the Utah game tomorrow right here on ESPN 700. I'm in Phoenix. I'll be in Tucson tomorrow, back in studio come Monday. Right now it's time for a little Sports Med Talk. Old friend of the program, great to have him back on board with us from Davis Hospital and Medical Center, part of the Sports Med Utah, SportsMedUtah.com family, our old friend Dr. Tom Watson. Dr. Watson, how are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Good to have you back on with us again. You are a shoulder and knee guy, so I want to ask you about Utah Jazz man Alec Burks. They've said that he's had this shoulder issue since college, but it's gotten progressively worse. Shut him down for the season. They're looking at surgery on him. I know you're not his doctor specifically, but you know what's going on with Alec Burks. Should Jazz fans be concerned about this shoulder?
Well, anytime you're about to have surgery, you're concerned. But the good news for Jazz fans is that this particular injury usually has great outcomes with surgery. It usually tightens up the shoulder just a little bit, allows the player to feel much more comfortable with the shoulder, as if it's not going to slip or slide or come out of place. And so with shooting, it'll probably work better. Going into traffic and feeling more confident and comfortable with going up and shooting, they feel much better. Dwayne Wade had a similar surgery not too long ago, and he came back and is playing great. So I anticipate similar outcome for Alec.
Well, and that's good news because his game is similar. I'm not saying it's good, but it's similar to what Dwayne Wade does. He gets in that lane, as you mentioned, attacks and takes a lot of contact. So if you say that's a good prognosis, that's probably good news for the Jazz, right?
That is, and I think it will be. And I think the concern is just, as you said, he's had this going on for so long. I think he finally, it was just bothering him enough. The timing's right, and he'll be whole for next year rather than coming off an off-season surgery, having a short off-season, and then trying to play and be 100%.
You know, if it was an ACL, I'd have a pretty good idea what the rehab was like and how long he would be out. I'm not nearly as familiar with shoulders, so if he's having that surgery here in the very near future, should he be ready to go by September, October with the Jazz, or what's the rehab process like for Alec Burks?
Exactly. About 6 months for overhead stuff in an aggressive field like he is in. It could be 3 months if he wanted to be much softer and gentler, but that's not his game, so 6 months is great, and I think he'll be far better off than coming back early and potentially having an early setback, which is never a good thing.
I'm going to ask you just to step out for a minute of your specific area of expertise, but you are an orthopedic guy. I'm curious, this weekend, we saw Aaron Rodgers with that torn calf last weekend in the cold at Lambeau play pretty well. He's going to be on AstroTurf against a much faster defense, and granted, he's had 5 days to rest it, but with a torn calf muscle, what should we expect to see from a guy like Aaron Rodgers this weekend?
Well, I would look early to see how he is able to walk and push off. And if he's throwing nice bullets and he's looking like he's really comfortable with it, then I wouldn't worry too much if you're a Packer fan. But if he looks a little gingery, he's throwing a lot of back foot throws and is limping quite a bit, I'd be quite concerned, just like watching Peyton Manning last week. There was something not right with him. And so you'll be able to see early in that game probably if Aaron Rodgers is going to be as good as he can be or if he's going to struggle.
Yeah, and those muscle injuries versus, say, joint injuries, really the only thing that's going to help Aaron Rodgers is rest and relaxation, but there's no rest, at least in his mind, he hopes, for at least 3 or 4 weeks, right?
That's exactly right. There's nothing he can do except for let the muscle heal. And yeah, there's no heat. I don't think Seattle's going to let him rest.
No, I can't imagine that the 12th man and Richard Sherman and those guys are going to give him much pause this weekend. He's going to be on his feet once again. Does a grass surface versus an AstroTurf surface make much of a difference with a muscle versus, say, a joint?
Well, I think he'd like to be more on a grass surface because it gives more give in it. And but honestly, if it feels good, it's going to feel good. Stretch it out, keep it stretched out, and as long as it's not torn too badly, he will do fine and he'll play great. And I don't think he'll care if it's AstroTurf or not. But if it's a little sore, a little gimpy, I think that surface will react to his when he puts his foot down. That shock will go through the leg just a little greater, and he may find that pushing off is just a little harder than giving way with the regular grass.
I would guess those athletic trainers and massage therapists will be at the ready like a NASCAR pit crew when he comes off the field, right?
They will. They'll have some heat. They'll be stretching him out. They, you know, while he's looking at those little pictures on the sideline, they'll be doing all this stuff for him to keep him warm, keep him loose. And if he has any kind of complaints or needs, they'll be right there.
You're based up in Layton at Davis Hospital and Medical Center. How do folks get a hold of you if they're just, say, weekend warriors like most of us are now and they've got calf and shoulder and knee issues? How do they get a hold of you, Dr. Watson?
Well, they can call our office at 801-773-3900. That's a pretty easy phone number. Or they can go online at sportsmedutah.com and look up my name or look up one of my partner's names. We've got Dr. English, Dr. Lyman, and Dr. Monson. Most of us do a lot of sports medicine and sports-related things.
So he's good. He's good. He's good people, this Dr. Watson. So give him a call if you need anything up at Davis Hospital in Layton. It's good having you on. Hey, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
It'll be great. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Tom Watson from Davis Hospital and Medical Center, orthopedics, sports medicine.